Kay punched me on the leg, and I was thinking she was going to tell me something, and she was telling me, it's your turn. You get up there, do your thing. Well, welcome to Kentucky Town. We are glad that you're here today. I pray that this weekend has been a good weekend for you, and that life is good. You can take your Bibles and turn with me to Joshua chapter 14. We're going to be looking at a couple of verses there, but as you're turning there, I just want to remind you, we've been kind of doing a character study over the last several weeks, and we've really talked about men that have influenced Israel through their word, their work, their actions, their life. Men like David, prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah, and today we're going to be looking at a man named Caleb. And I'm sure most of us remember that Caleb was one of the 12 spies that spied out Canaan when Israel was about to enter into, or what God wanted Israel to enter into, the promised land. He was one of those that he and Joshua were the two that stood against the other 10 that they couldn't bring themselves to say that Israel could take the land, because they had gone into the land and they had seen how good the land was, but also how strong the people were there that they would have to be fighting against. Caleb went to a place that was really important. Went to Hebron, which is the burial place of the patriarchs, and it's a very important place. And it's a very productive place. It truly was flowing with milk and honey. There were grapes there that were huge. There's actually a story in the Talmud that says that the spies got into an argument because Joshua and Caleb wanted to bring back a cluster of grapes that was so huge that the other 10 were scared that would convince the children of Israel that they might want to try to take the land. And there was an argument and almost a fist fight that broke out because Caleb wanted to bring back the fruit of the land. So what do we know about Caleb? Well, if you go back to Numbers chapter 14, you get a description of who Caleb was from God's point of view. And this is what God says about Caleb. And this is Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. It says, "But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it." That's an amazing promise for Caleb. God sees him as a servant, God's servant. He also sees him that he had a spirit within him that was a little different. I believe it's that spirit that David had, that spirit where the Holy Spirit was upon him and directed his thoughts and his actions and helped him accomplish what God wanted him to do, that he would follow God fully. It's interesting to know that there are two men in the Bible that says that they are a man after God's own heart. And the two men are David and Caleb. Caleb was this man of faith, this man that had a heart for God, and God saw him that way. There's still other things that we do know about Caleb. He was the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite. So what we know about Caleb is that Caleb was a Gentile. Now he's with the children of Israel. There are those that believe that Caleb's father married an Israeli woman, and so Caleb would have been of mixed race. Others believe that they were just Gentiles that had joined the children of Israel. We don't really know what it is, but we do know that the Kenizzites were a tribe of the area of Moab. So they were Gentiles. And so we do know that Caleb was a Gentile by birth. Now, we also know that Caleb's name means dog. And so there are those that want to say, well, that's because, like the Samaritans, Caleb was of mixed race, and so therefore he was called a dog. You know, that's how a lot of the Jews saw the Samaritans. I'm not sure that that's correct. I'm just in what I've studied. Caleb also means faithful and loyal, like a dog, like my Jake, the dog that loves me so that will do pretty much anything I want him to do. He's faithful and he wants to be with me. Some think that that's kind of the way Caleb was. But we all know that Caleb was accepted into the tribe of Judah. We don't know exactly how that is, but the children of Israel would, when someone would come in, they would absorb them into the tribes. And Caleb came into the tribe of Judah. And we know that he did some amazing things. He rose in his trustworthiness because Caleb was chosen to be the spy that would represent Judah when they went in to spy out the land of Canaan. We also know that in the passage that we're going to look at here in Joshua chapter 14, when the tribes were coming to receive their inheritance, Caleb was the one that represented Judah in this. And so we know that he had lived in such a way that all the tribe of Judah respected him in the way that he lived. So we know that Caleb didn't allow his past to keep him from the future that God had for him. Nor do we also know that Caleb did not allow the name that he had to define who he was. We know that Caleb was a servant of God. We know that Caleb allowed the Spirit of God to influence his life and his decisions as he lived for the glory of God. We know that Caleb suffered 40 years in the wilderness with the children of Israel because of their unbelief and the leaders that were unwilling to go in and take the land, even though Caleb was the one that spoke out for taking the land. Caleb was the lone voice of saying, we can because God said we can. We always think about Joshua and Caleb, but when you read the story, you realize it was Caleb the one that was voicing the reality of God's promise that they could take the land. So we see that Caleb was a man of courage. At 80 years old, and he's 85 when we look at the passage that we're in today, but he spent 40 years in the wilderness. He was 40 when they spied out the land. They spent 40 years in the wilderness. He spent the next 5 to 7 years, we're not exactly sure how long, fighting to take that land. And now he is there to receive the promise that God had promised him. So let me read this passage, Joshua chapter 14, beginning in verse 12. It says, "Now therefore," this is Caleb speaking, he says, "Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in the day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed Caleb and gave him Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. And Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because, listen to this, he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. What an amazing statement it is, a testimony of who Caleb was, that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And that's the first thing I want us to look at today is what made Caleb such a man, an example for us, and what can we learn? Well, the first thing is that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Now that word to wholly, it means completely. It means that Caleb was sold out to the purpose of God. He held nothing back. His whole life was for the glory of God. It says that he followed. Now to follow can mean that you come from behind, but it also can mean that you walk with. And I believe that Caleb was walking with the Lord God of Israel, the Lord. And that's that personal name, Yahweh, that is in Hebrew, that the Jews won't even speak it. They say Adonai, because this is the personal name of God, and it is so reverent. But that is who Caleb saw as his Lord, as his boss, as the owner, the one that he served. It was that personal living God that he had given his life to. And it is the Lord God of Israel, the people whose people is God. That's who he served, the God who is. He was totally sold out to the Lord. He believed what the Lord said. He followed the instruction of the Lord. He spoke the word of God back to the people to try to influence them to follow after God. You see, Caleb was a man of faith. And that's what made him who he is. He would hear what God said, and then he would do that. And that is a life of faith. Matter of fact, that's the reason why we recognize Caleb today. He was a man of faith. Caleb reminded Joshua that of the promise that God had for him, and that's what he wanted. Which brings us to the second thing. Not only this, that he wholly followed God, that's what got him there. But what he wanted is the second thing I want us to see is Caleb wanted everything that God had for him. In that verse 12, it says, "Give me this mountain." Now, I don't know about you, but every time I see mountain, I see problems or obstacles or difficulties. It's a symbol of the hard things. And here Caleb is saying, "Give me this problem, this obstacle, this place." Matter of fact, Caleb knew that that's where the Anakim lived. You know, those big people, the giants. There's an archaeological dig at Hebron that found a bed that was 6 feet wide and 12 feet long. A bed for the Anakim. Man, they're growing big there. That's a huge guy. Now, this is the same folks that Goliath came from. He followed after the Anakim, and he was 9 feet and a bunch of inches. He's a big guy. Caleb knew that this is where the Anakim were, and the Anakim were not going to leave without a fight. And matter of fact, you remember it says that these were fortified cities. Caleb said, "Give me this mountain, the problem. I'll go fight for the problem." If it had been me, I'd have been saying, "Okay, they can keep that. Just give me some place that's easy. You know, let me take something that's easy." But that's not Caleb. Caleb said, "Give me this mountain." Why? Well, Caleb had come to the place where he was not willing to settle for anything less than everything that God had for him. Boy, as believers, if we are going to follow somebody, we ought to follow Caleb and not settle for anything less than what God has for us. Now, yes, it required him to fight. It required him to overcome some difficulties. But what Caleb knew was that what God had for him was the best in life, and he wanted him to have it. Now, he also knew that Hebron was a very important place. It was the place where the patriarchs were buried, Abraham and Sarah, and it would be an important place for Israel. As a matter of fact, today in recent history, they've had some issues in Hebron because the Muslims and the Christians and the Jews all want to worship at that one place. And there was a fire, and now it's up in the air on who's going to control the patriarch's burial site in Hebron. It's still a very, very important place to Israel and to us as believers. But Caleb wanted God's best, and he wanted to receive what God had for him. No matter the obstacles, no matter how hard it was, Caleb wanted to do God's will. He was a man of conviction. The third thing that I want us to see about Caleb was that Caleb also trusted the Lord for all of his victories. He trusted the Lord for all his victories. It's pretty cool the way he says it. Look at the last part of verse 12. It says, I like his humility. He says, it may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord says. I think when Caleb said that, he said it with a smile on his face. It's kind of like when I say, it's almost like God knows what he's doing. You know, we know God knows what he's doing. Caleb's saying, it might be. No, he knew that it was going to be that way because God said it. Faith is believing something so when it's not so in order for it to be so because God said it was so. And it's living as the reality of that. Caleb was living in the reality of the spoken word of God. That is the man of faith that he was. That is the man of faith that we are called to be. When we hear God speak, we know that God's going to accomplish it. I do believe that he was a very humble man. He trusted the Lord for all of his victories. He was dependent upon the Lord for giving him all the victories that he had. Now, Caleb not only trusted God for the big victories, the big battles, but he also trusted God for all of life. Look back with me in verse 10. Look how Caleb says this. He says, now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years later. Who kept him alive? God kept him alive. You see, he credits God for every day of his life. And we realize what Caleb understood was that every day of life was a day to walk in the presence of God. It's a day to experience the gift of a day in the presence of God. He gave credit to God for every day of his life. Yes, he praised God for the big victories, but he praised God in the everyday parts of his life. The big stuff and the little stuff. You see, it was Caleb who wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And because he did, we know him today. Caleb walked with God. Caleb talked with God. Caleb lived out his whole life for the glory of God. And there's a couple of more things that I want us to learn from Caleb. Number one, that Caleb trusted God even in the defeats. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't imagine how defeated Caleb could have been when the ten spies stood up and said, no, we can't take this land, while Caleb and Joshua were saying, the Lord said we could. We can do it because of the Lord is with us. And he experienced that defeat. Though he was right He still felt that agony of defeat, as they used to talk about on TV. You know, he also was part of the group that was beaten at Ai after they had won this great battle at Jericho. Now here they are at Ai, and they get beat by a little bitty town. Can you imagine the confusion in their hearts and minds? Because wait a minute, we're the chosen people. We're supposed to be taking this land, and we just got beat. Second battle, we're done. I think Caleb learned some things. Number one, that there's always a purpose, even in the defeats of life. You see, I believe that Caleb realized that they had to spend 40 years in the wilderness so God could raise up men that would take the promised land, that he had to raise up an army that was willing to follow in battle, that was willing to listen to God and to accomplish what God desired to do. At Ai, the defeated Ai, it was so that the children of Israel realized that their victory was in Christ, or in God, and not in just themselves. And they needed to hear from God and his battle plan and how he wanted to go so that they could experience the victories of life. There's always a lesson, even in the defeats, if we trust the Lord. He also received strength from God in every situation in life. It blows me away that at 80 years old, he went into battle with the 40-year-olds and the 30-year-olds. And it said that he was just as strong, he was able to do just as much at 80 years old as he was at 40. God gave him the strength that he needed for every situation in life. Caleb also believed in God's promises and was willing to wait patiently for them. If we could learn one thing, it's learning how to be patient waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled. Too often we get a little bit impatient, and we want it now when God is still working out those good things for us, that if we'll wait, we'll experience the best. And then we know that Caleb won a lot of victories. God gave him victory in a lot of things. He overcame so much, and Hebron was his inheritance. He drives out the giants, and he's given the land. And God blessed him beyond measure. Why? Because Caleb wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. You see, he was a man of faith, a man of courage, a man of conviction, a man of hope, and in the end, he was a man of peace. Now, isn't that what Jesus asked us to do, is to follow him? I mean, that's really, when you think about all the people that Jesus talked to on earth, it was, come follow me, come follow me, come follow, come and see, come follow me. You see, that's what we are to be doing, just like Caleb. We need to be wholly following after the Lord God of Israel. We need to be following Jesus as he leads us forward. We need to be Caleb for Christ. The question is, will we? The question is, am I sold out for Jesus? Caleb is an amazing example of one that was willing to follow God, wholly following the Lord God of Israel. May we be just like him. Father, we come to you today. We thank you for the example that Caleb is for us. Father, the way that he lived out the reality of your spoken word, the willingness to wait and to be patient as your promises are fulfilled. Lord, I pray that we would be like Caleb, that we would be people of courage, that we would be people of conviction, that we would be people of faith, that we would be people of hope, that we would experience your presence and your victory and your peace. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. just remain seated for just a minute. This is our invitation time, and really what I want us to do this morning is just kind of spend time with God, worshiping, thanking Him for what He's given, the promises that He's given, and then asking Him, Lord, how can I be like Caleb? How can I wholly follow after You? And whatever He says, just do it. As the choir sings, will you worship?
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in Your hand, crafted into Your perfect plan. You gently call me into Your presence, guiding me by Your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through Your eyes. I'm captured by Your holy calling. Set me apart. I know You're drawing me to Yourself. Lead me, Lord, I pray. Take me, mold me, use me, fill me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Call me, guide me, lead me, walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand.
For our service today, this is normally when we do our worship and giving, and I want to remind you that we have offering plates there at the back that you can drop your offering in as you're leaving. We want to thank everybody for being so generous in giving to Kentucky Town Baptist Church, and we appreciate that. Please remember that this is our Memorial Day weekend. Remember those that have given their life for our country. Remember those that are serving in harm's way right now, and lift them up in your prayer. I got to say, God is good, and all the time. Let's stand and let's...
Just scroll it down. Hit the plus button. Get it? Oh, hey. Y'all wave. That's all right. We'll try. Here we go.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard Thee calling, come follow me. Lord, let the footprints fall in
lead. Here's the chorus, footprints of Jesus.
Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where they go.
When all else fails, we know the course.